营养师，想控制体重还能不能吃真奶炸鸡啊？营养师，想改变体态，可是好多聚餐该怎么办？营养师，要怎么稳定体重？我不想一直复胖哎。Eat Partner 好伙伴，陪你吃饭的好伙伴。好伙伴的饮食骇客，简单实用，轻松执行，用科学与专业带你避开饮食地雷，突破卡关，破解陷阱迷思。点击资讯栏连结或搜寻 Eat Partner 好伙伴陪你吃。
听故事学英文， It's time for a story.
A big warm welcome to all my little friends and all the families. 听 Sandy 说故事啊，学英文。It's time for a story. Let's have some fun.
Hello, kids. This is Sandy. 我是才宇老师。欢迎收听听故事学英文。And today's story is Kaboom the Broom Part 2，女巫的飞天扫把下集的故事。在上一集的故事里面，我们认识了 Kaboom， 它是一把女巫的飞天扫把，它有魔法也会飞。女巫平常最喜欢骑着 Kaboom 在夜晚飞来飞去吓小朋友。 And you know what?Kaboom did not enjoy it at all. Actually, Kaboom loved to sweep the floor. Kaboom 根本就不喜欢吓人，他最喜欢做的事情是扫地啊。That's right. All he wanted to do is sweep the floor. 那在上集的故事最后，在一个万圣节的晚上，正当 Kaboom 载着女巫在天上飞，突然间他失去了魔法，啾，从天上掉下来，摔进了农夫老约翰的南瓜田里面。女巫发现 Kaboom 失去魔法不会飞了，一脸嫌弃，就把受伤的 Kaboom 遗弃在南瓜田里面，自己走掉了。 Now please get your little ears ready. We're going to find out why did Kaboom lose his magic?And what is going to happen to Kaboom? 所以准备好你的小耳朵，一起来听故事咯。The story is Kaboom the Broom, Part 2, written by me, 张彩玉。Old Man John heard the loud noise.
老农夫听到外面传来砰，好大的一声哦，他心里就想说
What was that? 那是什么怪声音啊？
He walked outside to check his pumpkin field.
于是他走了出去，到南瓜田里面查看。哎呀，一看不得了，有一部分的南瓜田几乎全部都被毁了，好像是有什么东西从天上掉下来，砸毁了他的南瓜田。
Oh no! What is going on? 到底发生什么事情啦？ And why is there a broken broom in my pumpkin field? 而且为什么我的南瓜田里面会有一把断掉的扫把呢？
Old Man John looked at the broom.
老农夫看了看扫把，
It was broken.
扫把断掉了，坏掉了。可是啊，老农夫再想一想，扫把坏了，修一修就好了呀。老农夫 Old Man John 他说，
I could fix this broom. 我可以把它修好， and use this broom to sweep my floor. 还可以用这个扫把扫地啊。
于是老农夫就把 Kaboom 带回家，用胶带粘好。
So he took Kaboom home and fixed him with tape.
然后他就把扫把放在厨房里，接着就去睡觉了。
Old Man John left him in the kitchen and went to bed.
隔天早上起床，老农夫却发现一件很奇怪的事情。
The next morning, Old Man John was surprised to see the broom sweeping the floor. 他看到啊，哎，奇怪，扫把竟然自己动来动去，正在扫地呢。老农夫吓了一跳，他慌慌张张的，有点害怕的问说：“
啊、，What are you？ 你是什么东东啊？”
扫把 Kaboom 回答他说
：“Hi, my name is Kaboom, and I'm a magic broom。”
我是 Kaboom， 我是一只有魔法的扫把哦。
Don't be scared，
不要害怕啦。
I am really good at sweeping and cleaning。
我很会扫地，也很会打扫家里哦。
Please, can I stay here？
拜托你，让我留下来好吗？老农夫看看扫把，他看起来也不像坏人啊。So Kaboom and Old Man John soon became best friends。于是很快的，他们两个就变成了最好的朋友。Kaboom helped with the chores。扫把 Kaboom 会帮忙做家事。Chore, chore 指的是扫地呀、拖地呀、擦桌子、洗碗、洗衣等等的各类的家事都可以叫做 chores。And Old Man John sometimes sat on Kaboom。而老农夫啊，有时候会骑在扫把 Kaboom 上面。让飞天扫把带着他去天上飞一飞哦。原来啊，扫把 Kaboom 根本就没有失去魔法，他只是假装的。Kaboom did not lose his magic. He pretended he couldn't fly so that the witch would let him go. 他只是为了逃离坏女巫，所以假装自己不会飞的哟。The end. 小朋友都有猜到结局吗？讲解完故事之后，如果你需要今天故事的文字稿、单字表，老师有做了一份精美的学习单，要免费提供给大家下载使用哦。记得要前往本集节目的详细资讯栏查询下载连结。那最后，三迪要把今天的英文故事，连同上一集的内容，完整的从头到尾播放一次。小朋友可以闭上眼睛，好好享受这个充满万圣节气氛的英文小故事哦。Enjoy the story. Kaboom the Broom, written by me. Kaboom was a magic broom. Every night, the witch sat on Kaboom and flew around. The witch laughed.
Oh no, a witch!
The scared little kids screamed and cried. The witch loved to make little kids cry.Then strong men ran with sticks in their hands. They chased after the witch. Kaboom was really fast. Nobody could catch the broom or the witch who sat on him.
You did well, Kaboom,
the witch said.
You are a fine witch's broom.
However, Kaboom didn't enjoy scaring little kids at all. All he wanted to do was sweep the floor. Yes, you see, Kaboom was born to sweep. He was a tidy broom. Unfortunately, the witch wasn't a tidy person.Kaboom wanted to make the house nice and clean, but the witch wouldn't let him.
Ah, stop sweeping and cleaning, Kaboom!
cried the witch.
It's dark. Let's go scare the little kids again!
Kaboom One night, when Kaboom and the witch were flying in the sky, they suddenly fell down, 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 and landed on Old Man John's pumpkin field with a loud thump. Kaboom lost all his magic.
A witch's broom that cannot fly is of no use to me,
said the angry witch.
You're a poor witch's broom.
She left Kaboom in the field and poof, she disappeared in a puff of green smoke. Old Man John heard the loud noise.
What was that?
He walked outside to check his pumpkin field.
Oh no! What is going on? And why is there a broken broom in my pumpkin field?
Old Man John looked at the broom. It was broken.
I could fix this broom and use this broom to sweep my floor.
He took Kaboom home, fixed him with tape, left him in the kitchen, and went to bed. The next morning, Old Man John was surprised to see the broom sweeping the floor.
What are you?
Hi, my name is Kaboom, and I'm a magic broom. Don't be scared. I am really good at sweeping and cleaning. Please, can I stay here?
Kaboom and Old Man John soon became best friends. Kaboom helped with the chores, and Old Man John sometimes sat on Kaboom. Kaboom did not lose his magic. He pretended he couldn't fly so that the witch would let him go. The end.
Hello, my little friends. 感谢你的收听，希望你会喜欢这个魔法扫把的故事。在听故事学英文 Podcast 里面，大部分的故事都是老师自己的创作，从写故事、录音、剪接，还有编辑制作学习单，都是一人团队辛苦的结晶。我希望可以长久以免费的方式，提供所有想接触英文的小朋友一个优质的学习平台。如果你喜欢我的故事，有从中得到帮助，欢迎大家进一步赞助支持听故事学英文，帮助节目可以长久以免费的方式永续经营。赞助连结请前往本集节目的详细资讯栏查询。那也别忘了前往 Apple Podcast 给我五颗星的评分，或是在评论区留下你听完节目的感想哦。那今天的故事就到这里结束。This is Sandy, 我是彩玉老师。I hope to meet you again in the next episode. See you later, alligator.
It's time to say goodbye. Bye-bye, butterfly. See you later, alligator. In a while, crocodile. Goodbye.